All right, I hope you guys were paying close attention to the readings today. Were we? Yes, everybody was? Okay, in the first reading today, St. Paul is talking to the people. And he says, now some of you are saying, I belong to Paul. Some of you are saying, I belong to Apollos. But is that what our Lord wants? Does he want us to have these divisions? Does he want us to say, hey, I belong to so-and-so and I belong to so-and-so? No, he wants us to say, I belong to who? I belong to God. I belong to Jesus. And that is the message today. Now, in our culture, in our society, do you think that we put up divisions? What do you think? No? You say no? Okay, well, here, I'll give you an example. This is a fun time for Father TJ and other sports fans. Why don't you reach in there and pick something out? What do you see there?
Jacket.
A jacket. Open it up. What is it? What's it say?
Texas
A&M. It's football season, right? Do we have any other Aggies in the house? Anybody like the Aggies? Raise your hand if you like the Aggies. There's a few, okay? And so some of us might be Aggie fans, and then some of us might be who? You want to reach in there? What else you see in there? Or some of us might be, what does it say? Texas, right there. Texas Longhorns. Anybody like the Texas Longhorns? So right there, my friends, there's a division. Some of us like the Aggies. Some of us like the Longhorns. We have different football teams we're going to cheer for this week. The Texans begin hopefully a great season. They're going to play the Dolphins. We're like, go Texans, right? But is that all the kind of division that we have in our culture and in our world? No. How about somebody else? Want to reach in here? This pocket here. Why don't you see what's in there? What other divisions do we have? What is that? I'm going to need two of you to help hold this because this is pretty good. What kind of flag is this? Here you go. Here, you want to hold the other side? What kind of flag? What kind of flag is this?
Texas.
What kind of flag do you see? Which?
America.
What?
United States.
United States of America. Here, let's turn it around this way because I think it goes like this. Yeah, there we go. Now we got it flying right. So hold it up high. The United States of America, right? We're united, correct? Wrong. Has anybody been watching TV the last 2 weeks in prime time? What's been going on TV? Yes, sir. In prime time on the major networks. Means like NBC, CBS, PBS even. What's been going on? Yes, ma'am. The election, the conventions, right? And if you're watching the conventions, which is supposed to be about the United States, last week we heard about, oh, the Republicans are good and the Democrats are bad. This week we're hearing the Democrats are good, the Republicans are bad. My friends, we are in a very, very difficult time in our country and in our nation. And I feel really bad for you guys because at no point in the election series has it been as violent and as angry and bitter as it is right now. So what we need to do is we need to pray that we can take the words of St. Paul seriously to say we don't belong to one party or the other, but we belong to the United States of America. We're citizens and we're united and we're seeking for a common goal and for common good. And so we pray right now for our country, for our nation. We come together during this Mass to ask our God to help us to truly be united because it is a dangerous political climate that we seek right now, and that's why we're here to pray. But I'm not here to talk about football, I'm not here to talk about the Aggies or the Longhorns or the political system, but we're here to talk about who? Who are we here to talk about? God. We're here to talk about Jesus. And what our readings that we heard today is that St. Paul said, look, don't say you belong to one person and another. Say you belong to Christ Jesus. So my friends, how are we united together? I got a prop here to help you with that. You want to open this one? How are we united together? Go ahead and open that zipper. How are we united? Go ahead, open it up. What's in there? It's not a snake. What is that? What is it? Do you have any idea? No? Does anybody know? Anybody want to help her?
Baptism
candle. That's right. And where did I get my... This? Whose does it say, right? Here. Whose name is on there?
Yes.
TJ. That's me. That was Father TJ. Back when I was a baby, I was baptized. What day was that? What does that say? December 17th, 19... 78. That's how I was baptized. This was the baptismal candle that I got. Okay, so in the baptismal candle, I was given this light. My parents and godparents were given it, and they said, take this light and entrust that it is kept burning brightly so that the stain of darkness and the darkness of sin may not blow it out. Where's the baptismal font here in the church? Back in the back. And what do we do when we come into the church to celebrate Mass? Yes, sir. What do? We go to sleep. Is that what you said? No, what do when we come into the church? We don't go to sleep. Yes, sir. You, sir. What do with the baptismal font? We bless ourselves with that holy water, and we make the sign of the cross, and we remind ourselves that, hey, we are united in Christ Jesus. That is a sign of our baptism. We come in and we say, may the Lord bless us, who clothed us in Him, who gave us His love, who gave us His light, who unites us as one family. We are a family. We're a family that belong to our Lord Jesus. We're a family who belongs to our Father, God, who made everything. And so we come together week after week, day after day, to celebrate the fact that we are united in love. And so today, as we continue our prayer, we're going to pray for unity. We're going to pray for peace. We're going to pray for reconciliation so that all the bonds and all of the difficulties that we have in our lives, they may vanish, and that our Lord may heal us. In the gospel today, Jesus gave us a great example. It said that all who were sick came to Him. And what did He do to those who were sick? When they came to Him, what happened? He healed them. And did He ask, hey, wait, so what? Where are you from? Did He say, do you have insurance? Did He say, are you a member of my church? Did He say any of that? No, He said, yes, I will heal you and I will love you. And then at the end, they said, why don't you stay with us? And He says, no, I have something else I need to do. And what did He say He had to do? Do y'all remember? What did He say He had to do? He had to heal other people from other towns, because Jesus said, look, I'm not just here, but I'm here for everyone. And I'm here for our brothers and sisters who are sick and suffering, who are in other places. And so what we do today is we pray that we may know the love of God, that we may be united as one family, as one body in Christ. And so as we continue our prayers today, we pray for our nation. We pray for ourselves. We pray for all of those who are suffering, that we may truly know that we are one family. Thank you guys for your help. You can have a seat.